I'm Austin Pena, a radio broadcasting student at the OPS Career Center, here with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM, and KIOS.org. This week we are reviewing the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Phase 1. If you like comics, specifically Marvel, then you and your kids or grandkids would want to hear this. Marvel Comics has been around since 1939 and has been wowing their fans ever since. Once they decided to tell the story of the Avengers through film, their popularity couldn't get higher. The first installment was the 2008 film Iron Man. Tony Stark, a brilliant billionaire, creates a single man suit to protect those who were attacked by his own weapons. After his heroic deeds to save people from his advanced technology, Stark is confronted by Nick Fury, director of S.H.I.E.L.D., or Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division, and is told of a special idea. The second installment made in that same year was The Incredible Hulk, where scientist Bruce Banner's experimental accident causes him to turn into a temper-fueled monster when he gets angry or aggressive. Since these movies were successful in the box office, the idea of bringing other characters could help create their ultimate project. In 2010, Marvel created Iron Man 2, where 6 months after Tony Stark was discovered to be the superhero, he struggles to keep his relationship with his friends alive along with his own life. After sort of accepting a spot on the Avengers team, this movie connects to Marvel's next installment, Thor. This installment tells a story about the Norse god of thunder, who was exiled from his home and sent to Earth, where he learns to care for others, even his enemies. After becoming an ally of S.H.I.E.L.D., he returns home to fix the carnage created by his brother, Loki. At the end of Thor, Marvel hints of their final installment before their ultimate project. The 2011 film Captain America: The First Avenger takes us back to World War II, where the Nazi organization known as Hydra creates weapons that are literally out of this world. To fight back, the American military and allied scientists create a serum to transform a soldier into a super soldier. Steve Rogers was chosen to be the test subject, and the results were amazing. Though Steve was strong physically and mentally, people looked at him as a freak. He soon proved himself after saving over 400 soldiers, including his lifelong friend, Bucky Barnes, from being killed in a Hydra factory. The captain's courageous work soon made him the most respected soldier, but also the most feared. When finishing off the last of Hydra and losing his best friend, Steve sacrifices himself by crashing an aerial bomber heading for New York into the Arctic. 70 years later, Nick Fury, the director of S.H.I.E.L.D., finds the captain frozen and unthaws him. Unsure of the present, Steve joins him to protect people any way he can. After 4 years of buildup and hundreds of millions of dollars made, the final project was finally revealed on May 4, 2012. Marvel introduced their final project, The Avengers. This record-breaking movie that brought in over $1 billion in ticket sales alone features all the heroes and allies from the previous installments as they come together to stop power-crazed Loki, Thor's brother, from taking over the Earth. With knee-slapping humor and action-packed moments, Avengers stayed number one in the box office for over a month. This achievement itself has their opponents on the edge. The Marvel Cinematic Universe has clearly proven themselves in the entertainment field, and with Phase 2 finishing up, they will stay in the game. Phase 2 features the stories after the events in Avengers. This new project includes new enemies, new allies, a new team, and an arrival of a famous villain. This has been Austin Pena with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM, and KIOS.org.